When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm your host Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. It's August 30th, and relations between Washington, D.C. and Moscow feel fraught today, just as they did back on this day in 1963, when a hotline was installed to facilitate quick communication between President John F. Kennedy and Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. The establishment of the hotline, which replaced communication by telegram, came in the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis nearly a year earlier, in which the U.S. and USSR had come dangerously close to all-out nuclear war. It allowed American and Soviet leaders to simply pick up a phone and be instantly connected, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Surprising fact? Kennedy's successor, Lyndon B. Johnson, became the first president to use the new system during the Six-Day War in the Middle East, when he notified the Soviets he was considering sending Air Force planes to the Mediterranean. Also on this day in history, in 1945, General Douglas MacArthur arrived in Japan to help organize the country's new government after World War II. In 1967, Thurgood Marshall was confirmed as the nation's first black Supreme Court justice. And in 1983, U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Guyon S. Bluford became the first African-American to travel into space on the Space Shuttle Challenger. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.